time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOALITV.com. Also on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Steina Sorensen with the Castle Country OHV Club. We're going to talk about what the club really is and a really fun event that they've got coming up at the end of this month. Steina, thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Dave, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come in here to your studios and spread the word about our Castle Country OHV.
So let's talk about what they're all about, what they do, and as far as that goes in the Castle Country OHV Association.
The Castle Country OHV Association is fun for the whole family. We go on side-by-side, 4x4 rides. The rides usually last between 50 to 70 miles round trip. We try to do a loop so we don't have to backtrack. Camping is usually one of the things that we really enjoy. We pull our campers out. We go a short ride on Friday, a long ride on Saturday. The board members, we get out and feed all of the members that attend that ride. And then on Sunday, we usually break up camp and leave. We do have activities. Activities are coming up. We have the applications online at castlecountryohv.com. They're $25 for membership. And that membership, Dave, is for $25. That's for your whole family. And then the boards feed you every Saturday night when we come back from our big rides. But what we're looking for is new ideas, new members, new places to go, and new places to go camping that would be able to have the side-by-side rides. And then also currently, Dave, we've got, we're scheduled clear out to 2021 in August, that our rides are already organized and we're already planning to be able to camp there and go riding.
So you're headed that far out. Where are some of your trips headed to?
So in our schedule right now, currently, we have a schedule. We're going to rest after November. November is our last ride. Our November ride will be in San Rafael at the Black Dragon on the 21st of November. We have our whitewash at the Sand Dune Recreational Center on the 24th of October. And then February is Moab, March is Kanab. April, we're doing our big poker run. We usually have a really, really good turnout for that. May is Invernal. June is the Henry Mountains, and July is the Badlands. August is the Arapine Trails.
So you're headed all over the state, really.
We try to ride in the desert when it's cold and up in the mountains when it's a little bit warmer. And so that's the camp area and the rides that we try to schedule so that it's weather convenient for the riders as well. It makes it comfortable for everyone.
And so that's the fun part of the things that you do. Another fun thing that you've got that's coming up, and it's coming up on Halloween. Let's talk about that for a moment.
So we're going to do an event. With everything that's going on in the world, we just wanted to let those kids have a little bit of fun on trick-or-treat. So the association has come up with the idea to do Castle Country tailgating trick-or-treat over in Sutherland's parking lot here in Price. And the time's going to be from 2 to 5. And we, as members and board members, are bringing our side-by-sides to Sutherland's, and we're going to decorate them up. The drivers, the riders, and whoever's associated with that side-by-side is going to hopefully be in costumes as well. We're going to have a little alley that the kids just walk down, and it's like a trunk or treat, but only it's on the tailgates of our side-by-side. And we're a non-profitable organization, so this is all volunteer work from the members and from the board members to do this for the community and for the children as well. We're hoping to have a big turnout. We're looking forward to the sheriff's department possibly being there, possibly the fire department as well. It's going to be from 2 to 5. That way it's still daylight. There's not going to be a lot of scary things, but it'll be fun to get a treat and go and talk with us that do the side-by-side riding. We'll also have some of our swag there. We'll have our flags for on your side-by-side. We'll have hats. We'll have our winch pull tags, and that's all for sale, and it'll be there setting up at a table if anybody would be interested. Swing by and just say hi, and there's always a treat.
So this, and once again, this is coming up on Halloween during the day from 2 to 5 at Sutherland's parking lot. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, with everything that's been going on, it's kind of nice for people to get out. And people need an outing. That's what I always say right now. They need an outing really bad. And this is going to be a great outing. Plus, you know, get to know a little bit more about the OHV Association, correct?
Correct. We're there to answer questions. We're there to show you our machines, to just talk with you, get to know you. It's a great organization. Just to throw out the age out there for our Castle Country, we have a little young gentleman. It's probably 6 weeks old. He goes with his mom and dad and his brothers and sisters on the side-by-side on our trails. And then we have another gentleman that is 82 years old, and he goes in his side-by-side, and there's no age limit. It's for the young and for the old, and it's just, if you can have fun, you need to be there. It's a fun opportunity.
So once again, no matter what your age, from 6 weeks to 82 years, they get out and they have fun. And the other exciting thing is, too, get out and see our state.
Absolutely. Beautiful scenery. And if you wasn't on your side-by-side or hadn't been in these areas with your side-by-side, you're missing out on the scenery and the history that belongs with the scenery.
There are so many great things out there that not a lot of people even realize. And yeah, a side-by-side or a four-wheeler is one of the great ways to get out there and see them.
It is.
Now, if people are interested in joining the OHV Association or even have questions about your trick-or-treat, or trunk-or-treat that's coming up on Halloween, can they get in touch with somebody? How do they get in touch with you guys?
It's advertised on Facebook. It's also it's the Castle Country OHV on Facebook, and also it's castlecountryohv.com is our main webpage. All the information's on there, or they can get at and call any of the numbers that are listed on them pages.
Okay. Steina Sorensen with the Castle Country OHV Association, thank you so much for coming in, letting us know a little about your group, and then letting everybody know about the Halloween Trunk or Treat at Sutherland's going on October 31st from 2 to 5.
Thanks, Dave. We're excited. See everyone there.
It'll be a lot of fun. Head on out there. Now, for more information on interviews just like this, you can always head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.